Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So they're looking at the budget and finding out, you know, why we're in debt, you know, $19 plus trillion. The president just passed it, wanting a new budget, his last budget. I hope. And that, and this is serious stuff. I mean, if you add up all the debt ever gathered by presidents up until, I believe
this last president,
that it never has been as big as it is in this one presidency.
All of them combined.
That's from George Washington, who's on your dollar bill, all the way up to today.
Wow.
But I think it's pretty interesting, though. So you had, so how are they going to solve this problem? One of the biggest issues in our budget is entitlements. But one of those really is not an entitlement. I mean, some of it has been pushed over in the entitlement area. But if you paid into Social Security all your life, that is not an entitlement to you. That's the commitment the country's made to you to give it back to you to help you in your retirement.
That was your forced investment. That was your forced investment.
So that's not an entitlement. But there are people who get Social Security, SSI type things.
Disability.
And they've never paid into it. So that would be that part of Social Security would be an entitlement, which is good that people are being helped out. So they're wondering, like, how can we stabilize Social Security? How can we? And that's a narrative that causes people to go, yes, let's do what he's talking about, right? And so now the biggest issue facing America, one of the biggest issues that you're seeing that are politically out there is, you know, protecting our borders and illegal aliens coming over our borders without coming over legally, and radical jihadist terrorists reported by Kamal Saleem coming over. And people are concerned about that because of the murders that's taken place by.
Legitimately concerned.
And so you think, I mean, I'm telling you, if you want to understand Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, study the last 7 years. It's been to the T.
Well, we have an amazing series for you, too. You want to get it, Organizers of the Day versus Organizers of the Night.
Right.
It's yours. It's available.
Partners, yeah.
It's there, but you will get it. There's systematically a dark perspective and a light perspective, but it'll bring you up to speed really quick on what is happening now.
People are using luciferic acid, if you would, tactics to pour over the globe right now. So one of the tactics would be, why don't you just take the very thing that they don't like and tell them that's your solution to your other thing?
Wow.
Why don't we just take this illegal aliens who did not come into the country legally, who broke the law, who you have these cities, what are those cities called? Sanctuary cities that are violating the Constitution. And I mean, 800,000 people reportedly that are illegal aliens here illegally in California. I believe they just issued them all driver's license.
Wow.
Well, what they're saying right here, the Obama budget chief, you know, is talking about amnesty. Just give these guys amnesty. And that's the resolution for the Social Security. So it's like they're taking the issue with the reason why we let all these illegal folks in is because we're going to make them citizens. They're going to pay money into the tax base, and they're going to take care of your Social Security. I said, that wasn't the deal when you first started paying Social Security at 16 years old when you're getting your job.
Exactly.
It's
going to take illegals to come so they can make sure they put money in a little treasure there.
Now, legal, you know, immigration is beautiful, but illegal is illegal. The word about that is illegal. And so what's interesting, John, is they said that they would solve this $19 trillion budget.
$19 trillion, that deficit,
It's a deficit, but the Social Security part of that. And when I was looking at and studying, you know, up for this particular program, there was a study that based on the abortions that have taken place since 1973, which is over 50 plus million abortions that have taken place, that live action news, they're reporting that in 2014, that if all those children would have lived and not died, and it was less than now, so it was actually more children have been killed since then they would have actually paid into the tax base, which would have given $14 trillion into federal money. $14 trillion into federal money. That's in 2014.
It's an amazing statement because they said that, you know, we often talk about all the other ramifications yeah. that happen as a result of abortion, emotional scars, and all the just horrific things that, that are associated with it. But right. very little do we talk about the economic fallout and the impact of 50 million people being murdered.
Right. So you're looking at 1446 here. This lady with the image in front of her, she represents on a multiplicity of levels, $19 trillion.
Wow.
I mean, that's a human being inside of this mother's womb that, just like you, they're going to breathe, they're going to live, they're going to work, they're going to pay taxes, and they're going to pay in $14 trillion in 2014. But now you're looking at the figures were all the way to $19 trillion. You think about two more years of killing children. That it was $16 trillion in 2014. So $2 trillion worth of children that have been killed in the last 24 months since then. Isn't it amazing that our debt that's going to destroy us, by the way, you know, you're slave to your lenders, right? That it lines up exactly with the murders that we committed in our country. Yeah. It parallels right with the murders. We've killed this many people, and therefore we don't have that many people paying in the tax base. And if they would have been paying in the tax base, you'd have $19 trillion. Imagine this. We'd be debt-free. America wouldn't have the $19 plus trillion of debt, reportedly, what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like, that's amazing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.